My guest at this time is Richard Viguerie, longtime fixture of the conservative movement, pioneered the use of direct mail in political campaigning. He is also the president and chairman of conservativehq.com, and he's the author most recently of Takeover, the 100-year war for the soul of the GOP and how conservatives can win it. We want to get his thoughts today in wake of the failed 11th-hour effort of some conservatives in the House of Representatives to unseat House Speaker John Boehner. And Mr. Viguerie, Happy New Year to you. Thanks for your time, as always.
Well, good to be with you again, Greg, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, sir. Well, obviously, this was kind of a late effort. It was just Saturday that Ted Yoho said he would be running against Boehner from the Republican side to be Speaker. Louie Gohmert then said the same on Sunday, just about an hour or so before the vote. Dan Webster of Florida threw his hat into the ring, and he actually got the most of the protest votes on this first ballot. But ultimately, John Boehner wins on the first ballot. So what's the lesson for conservatives, and what happens next in this Congress?
Well, you know, I have mixed feelings. I think most conservatives do. We're really appreciative of those three candidates that threw their hat in the ring and appreciative of those who voted for them. And I think this sends a strong signal to the leadership that there's, unrest at the grassroots. In my book that you referenced, Takeover, which deals with the 103-year-old Civil War inside the Republican Party, I talk about how the most important thing for conservatives to be focused on between now and election 2016 is the primaries. I say it's the primaries, stupid. So I think we've going to be collecting a list here of those people who are supportive of big government by votes like today, those who voted for the Crominess bill, which increased government spending, and there'll be many other votes that we can take a look at. But I think you're going to see a record number of Republican House members that are going to be challenged in the primaries in 2016.
What is a way for Republicans here on this first day of the 114th Congress to show that they did get the message from conservative voters in November? What pieces of legislation do they need to advance? What type of fierce opposition do they need to present to the president? What are you looking for as this Republican majority in the House and Senate gets started here?
Well, they can start with helping the American people and politicians really understand the meaning of the word compromise. Compromise, for as long as I can remember, in Washington has meant we grow government. We don't grow it as much as the Democrats would like, but we grow government at some level. Now let's put a marker out there that we want to reduce the power, the scope, the reach of the federal government, and compromise with the Democrats that we're going to not maybe reduce it as much as we want, but we're going to reduce it at some level here. So let's change the game. Get off of defense. Now, the voters have given the Republicans a massive landslide in this last election, and I think the early indications are the Republican leadership, starting with Boehner and Mitch McConnell, indicates that they're betraying the voters out there by continuing big government spending. And so I think they need to communicate to the American people that they did hear the message that the government, that the people want less government. This, 2010 election was about the Tea Party, about limited government, constitutional government. The 2014 election, Greg, was about stop Obama. So whatever it is that Obama's doing, the voters want him to stop, whether it's Obamacare, spending, leading from behind in national defense, national security. There's just a long list of things that the American voters want the Republican leaders to step forward and provide leadership and oppose this president.
How optimistic are you that we'll see that type of opposition?
I think we'll have mixed victories. It certainly won't be as much as conservatives would like, but if those listening to us, the conservatives at the grassroots level, really keep the pressure on this Congress, we'll probably do fairly well, and we won't be happy. And in many ways, Greg, we're like the biblical Jews who had to wander through the desert for 40 years until that generation of failed, flawed leaders had passed from the scene. So conservatives are not going to get to the political promised land, quite frankly, until we get new leaders. But I think a message has been sent today that the grassroots is unhappy, and I think we need just to keep that pressure on, and we'll win more than perhaps we lose.
You talk to most Republicans, of course, they'll say, well, getting the majority in the Senate is a big step forward. If in 2016 Republicans can hold both chambers and win the White House, obviously the table will be set for major changes in terms of policy. And as a result of that, you've had comments in the last few days from now Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying, over the next couple of years, we obviously want to get things done, but at the same time, we don't want to look, and this is his word, scary to the voters. What did you make of that?
Well, it's exceedingly disappointing. And that's why the American voters do not like the Republican leaders, John Boehner, Mitch McConnell, Karl Rove, George Bush. They're looking for people who have bold vision. The American voters like the message they heard in 2010, 2014. They don't like this go-along-to-get-along attitude of Mitch McConnell and John Boehner. So I think that we need to keep the pressure on the Republican leaders and take what we can get. But the idea that all we've got to do is get a Republican president, Republican House and Senate, and everything will be fine is, we know, wrong. We had that in most of the Bush years. We had for years Republican White House, House, and Senate, and government grew at a massive level. So we need to make sure we have the right type of leaders, and right now we do not have them. That's why this nomination fight coming up here is so important, that somebody that's going to not maintain the status quo but actually ratchet back the growth of government, reduce the size of government.
Well, we're already seeing some of the names jockeying for position. We'll get official announcements in the weeks and months ahead. Richard, we'll be glad to check back in with you at key moments along the way. Thank you very much for your time today.
My pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Richard Viguerie is a longtime fixture of the conservative movement, pioneered direct mail and political campaigning. He's the chairman of conservativehq.com, and he's the author of Take Over the 100-Year War for the Soul of the GOP and How Conservatives Can Win It. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.